intro. Welcome to Windows on the World. Another week is nearly at an end, and so much more news has come in. Next week, Windows on the World will be reverting to its previous time of 2 p.m. Central. That's right, 2 p.m. Central, which is 8 p.m. UK time. Of 2 p.m. Central, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Cutting down on the shows for a while because lots of things to do, and I want to bring you lots more information. And I will still be doing the Sunday shows, which were at 3:30 Central Time every Sunday. Also tonight, in a few hours' time, which is going to be, it says, you know, 3.5 hours' time from now on YouTube. If you want to join us, I'll be talking to Jerry Marzinski about the presence of other worlds. Yeah, we're talking about negative entities and some fantastic research into things that affect a large number of people. That's on our YouTube channel from 9:30 p.m. tonight. So let's get on with the show. I've got Sandy Adams with me here, and we're also going to be hearing from Gonzalo in Walthamstow. And
he's
our sort of ears on the ground in the city, and he's picking up all of the nonsense which is going on and being talked about by those people who are compliant. You know those people, don't you? They're complicit and they're compliant. And they're complacent, but they have an opinion on everything, don't they?
Absolutely.
First of all, an opinion from a friend of ours, Jill, who was on the show last week. And she put something on Facebook that I think adequately sums up how a lot of us feel about the present situation. Please, people, please turn off your TV. Stop listening to anything put out by the BBC or the mainstream media. They are deliberately terrorizing you, and the solution is to not listen. They are using behavioral science to do this, feeding into SAGE and then government. It's a war on you, and you can stop it by disengaging. Watch out for the next installments of ramping up the fear, again, as recommended by government advisors. Well, we've had some of that today. They are guilty of crimes against you. Crimes against humanity? Well, is that as well, in my opinion, she says. It is not the job of any government to make its citizens fearful. They should be giving us the actual facts. 99.8% survival rate. Does that one light your flame, float your boat? And allowing us to decide how we want to manage our lives. God, she sounds like some kind of right-wing extremist, doesn't she? I bet she listens to Republic Broadcasting Network, and I bet she votes Trump, and I bet she thinks Elvis lives on the dark side of the moon. First of all, a very important story, everybody. This is from National Geographic. So please do never blame me for trivializing what is going on in the world. Exclusive. Buddy, the first dog to test positive for COVID-19 in the US, has died. Let's not let the details get in the way, though, because Buddy actually died of cancer. Doesn't that remind you of many other COVID patients? I'm trivializing this, maybe I am, but it says, even though the German Shepherd likely had cancer, his health records show how little we know about animals and the coronavirus. Well, that's a kind of, wait a minute, the first doctor test positive for COVID-19, but they don't know how he died. This is kind of very Huffington Post, isn't it? Well, it's actually the National Geographic, yeah. It says, medical records provided by the Mahonies, that's his owner, and reviewed by National Geographic by two veterinarians who were not involved in his treatment. Wait a minute, it's getting better, folks. It's getting better, folks. It's everything and more that we expect from the mainstream media. Yeah, medical records provided by the Mahonies and reviewed by National Geographic by two veterinarians who were not involved in his treatment indicate that Buddy likely had lymphoma, a type of cancer which would explain the symptoms he suffered just before his death. So in other words, it's a non-story about a dog who didn't die of COVID-19.
That's
well,
right.
This even, is exactly. Yeah, go on, Gonzalo, sorry.
Even the Prime Minister from Tanzania, one African country, I can't remember, he said, bluntly, he said he didn't believe in the exaggeration of the lockdowns or the United Nations, World Health Organization, forcing countries to be on lockdown, stopping jobs, etc. He said he tested the trees, they have coronavirus, the fruits, they have coronavirus as well. I mean, one thing that is very strange, Mark, is just not one thing. It's just 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We could go on and on. For example, the World Health Organization, they wouldn't allow forensic investigation in some of the people that supposedly they died for coronavirus. Supposedly they died. This is a mystery that nobody yet has able to explain properly. What's going on here? Then Matt Hancock has admitted they exaggerated the figures as well of the cases and the deaths. But still, majority of the population of the middle class, as you know, Mark, they bluntly believe and they want to comply with the government, whatever laws they have to follow. I'm working from home, I'm all right. But it's becoming, especially in my country, in Spain, it's becoming quite worrying, Mark, because, for example, now you got even people that are forced to wear masks all the time, children that they are 6, 7 years old. Apparently, we have a very strong constitution in Spain, and there are things like, you know, there are very strong laws from the, like, with the human rights, that they're saying clearly that to force people to wear a mask, to confine them, to lock down, that goes against the human rights. There is an actual gentleman that is taking to the Spanish government, to the High Court in Europe, in the European Union. They're already investigating the judges for being the most corrupt in Europe, etc., etc. So I just cannot understand how people, they comply to absolutely everything. Hang on a second. Everyone does mistakes. Why the government can make terrible mistakes? How they, you know, they've been doing it all the time. For example, yesterday, Mr. Boris Johnson was riding a motorcycle without a mask. But we have to wear a mask all the time, right?
Well, this is it. I mean, the point is that Boris has actually said now he's postponing further lockdown lifting, which is bad English for a start. I mean, he's postponing the further lockdown lifting as infections rise across England and government blamed for indescribable chaos over message. Well, it's nothing to do with the government. He's just under instruction. Boris Johnson has postponed the next stage of easing lockdown restrictions planned for Saturday, which would have seen the return of casinos, bowling alleys, skating rinks, indoor performances and wedding receptions for up to 30 people. Meanwhile, you can still go down the pub.
Of course.
The whole thing's an absolute joke. And he says that basically, yeah, they're going to postpone it for 2 weeks, Gonzalo, another 2 weeks. So everything gets postponed indefinitely.
But it's time for a
news story now, another news story. This actually usurps the story about the German Shepherd. Couple wearing swastika face masks insist they aren't Nazis as Walmart bans them. A couple wearing swastika masks claim voting for Joe Biden will turn the United States into Nazi Germany. So they decided to go to Walmart with these swastika masks on. And they are like the German version of the swastika, with a red background with white and the swastika black on the white background. So they've put these on their faces and gone to Walmart. Now, it could actually be kind of guilty, I suppose. The action could be guilty of mixed messages, do you know what I mean?
But
the point is that someone took offence and decided to make a story about it. A couple in Minnesota wore swastika masks while shopping at a Walmart, but claimed they were not Nazis, and that despite wearing the symbol of the Nazis on their faces, it was their political enemies who were the fascists. According to the Washington Post, the incident was captured on video by Raffaella Mueller, a 24-year-old woman who was born and raised in Germany, who decided to get offended on the spur of the moment and complained to the store. And so that's the sort of level of nonsense that we're putting up with. But getting on to something of even less importance, because as we know, masks are not mandatory. It says face masks compulsory in museums, galleries and cinemas from August the 8th. Change comes as England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, says nation has reached the limit of lockdown easing. So they've been instructed, and now it's the beginning of the second wave. Looks like it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But,
yes.
Winter is coming.
Yeah, when it's coming. Well, there's sort of mixed messages as to when it's coming, but I think it's probably going to be around September, October, isn't it? But maybe they're trying to bring it forward a bit.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, the thing is, Mark, that all along they've been telling us, oh, there's going to be a second wave, and it was all predictive programming.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just going to incrementally get worse and worse until they get the compliance.
Well, I think they've got the compliance from a lot of people, but it's the credibility of the thing that's falling apart, if you ask me, because everyone seems to now be going back to normal. I mean, there are people who want to wear these face masks and they're wearing them. That's fine. Let them wear them. But most people seem to have actually grasped this idea. I'm out of London, you see, Gonzalo, so I'm getting...
You're very lucky.
Yeah, a little bit of a warped view. Give me your view of what's happening on the streets of northeast London. What is going on? Are there a lot of people still with masks on?
Absolutely. I mean, majority. I mean, not absolutely everyone, but, for example, the new law that came into effect from last week, about a week ago, from the 24th of July, everyone will be forced to wear a mask. But funny enough, already all the big supermarkets in the area, Walthamstow, Tesco, they are saying you are not absolutely forced to wear a mask. They were saying they will be calling the police. I just went to Sainsbury's the first day. There was a security guard. He asked me, have you got a mask, sir? I said, sorry, I was totally honest. I cannot breathe with that thing on, mate. And he just let me in. I mean, it's really sad to see. I mean, I saw the other day a friend of mine, a blonde guy. It was really hot. It was like 30, 32 degrees. And the guy was in the streets. He was really kind of struggling to breathe. I mean, and I felt, he looked like red. And I said, are you able to breathe with that thing? No, we have to wear it, you know, because we could all die. It's incredible the amount of fear they have created on us. And as I said, I don't think masks don't do anything, really. Even they have said that a lot of very reputable doctors, maybe you should wear it in a hospital, or if you are next to a person that is very, very old and is very fragile. But they wouldn't do nothing. One thing that Simon Dolan, which is doing a fantastic job, he took to court the British government because of an illegal lockdown, and we all feel the same. Simon was saying, for example, that he was having an interview yesterday, Team Britain Free there, and he was saying that, well, it's the same thing like with the lockdown. So it's the same thing. Let's say driving is dangerous. Of course it's dangerous. So because it's dangerous and we could kill, there is 1 out of 100 possibilities that we could kill somebody. Therefore, we are not going to drive a car anymore. I mean, it's just ridiculous, Mark. So for that same kind of thing, if to cough or to sneeze was so dangerous, we would be all dead and we would have to be staying at home. It's just incredible contradictions. As you know, Mark, if you stay at home all the time, your immune system is going to go down the hill. You're going to get very fragile as well. You're going to be very psychologically, you're going to be very weak. Is this clearly some kind of pre-programming they're trying on us, some kind of mass hypnotization to control us like rabbits?
To weaken the immune systems and to get people. It's a compliance test, I think, because if you look at CCTV cameras, if you're looking at those, you can look at the town centres of cities all over the country, and indeed countries, and you can see how many people are complying. So you're probably going, oh yeah, Birmingham 97% compliance, Manchester 98% compliance, that's good. This place not so good, that place. So we might have to introduce some measures into those places, ramp up the fear a bit. And that's, I think, what a lot of this kind of surveillance stuff is all about, because a few years ago I found out a data mapping company that was involved with UK Crime Stoppers, which is a website for people who are allegedly wanted. Well, I'm going to say allegedly because some of them on there weren't wanted by the police and shouldn't have been wanted by the police. And if you look at it, you'll probably see why. But I had a bit of interaction with them several years ago, brought a lot of people off there. But the point is that they were working in partnership with a data mapping company then. That was about 5 years ago. And the point about all this is that this is really about monitoring. The whole thing is a monitoring exercise. We're in the middle of a live exercise now, in my opinion. It's got nothing to do with the virus. It's to do with mapping. It's about mapping and getting people ready and also putting in the infrastructure, checking everything out. Let's check out the facial recognition stuff today. Let's take that around a few cities. Let's see, oh yeah, we've got a problem here. People wearing black masks, so we can't actually get anything out of facial recognition. But the weird thing is that they're actually telling the public. So there's kind of big holes in all this. So you've got a big corporate infrastructure as well. So the corporations are basically going, well, this CCTV, this facial recognition that we're using isn't working, right? And it gets out into the media. So in other words, like, there's this kind of mixture of it, of intelligence information and corporate information. And I find that very interesting because the corporations, basically, they describe what they're doing as surfing the wave of COVID-19. You can go to biometricupdate.com, and I'd encourage people to do that and see what they've got in store for you, especially with airports and temperature testing and all the rest of it, you know, COVID-19 passports. You'll find it all on there. And they're rolling this stuff out. But what's interesting about it is you've got these two levels. You've got the government intelligence level and you've got the corporate level. And they're both working hand in hand. So I find that quite interesting. And it's also where things are very fallible. So in other words, they can't keep a lid on a lot of things. And I think that when you look at the reactions of Boris Johnson and the other two Muppets with him, whoever they may be on the particular day, they are under instruction. They have not a clue what they're talking about, and the British public are generally right. Oh, it's chaos. Well, it is chaos because it's chaos to them as well. They don't know what they're doing. But there are the people in there like Chris Whitty and Matt Hancock and what's the other one, Dominic Cummings. They have their fingers in the trough, so they've already been compromised and they are up to their necks in it. And that goes for Fauci and all the rest of these people. You know, when you start looking into it, when someone has got a real agenda and they're saying things like hydroxychloroquine is questionable, it doesn't work, then you have to question what their motives really are. And, of course, we had the Nigerian doctor came out in D.C., was saying that hydroxychloroquine was actually curing all patients, including a 93-year-old, and she was furious about it. And what the World Health Organization have done is given kind of incorrect amounts so it doesn't work to discredit it. It's all dirty tricks. So basically, every dirty trick in the book is being used. And that's kind of a term that you can come up with in court. You can say, well, sir, they appear to be using every dirty trick in the book. And they go, the judge can turn and go, yes, I can see that. I wouldn't have put it quite that way, but I can see what you mean. You see? And you can sort of bring it into these areas. And when you actually look at it in this black and white way in law, because law is either right or wrong, it can be interpreted, and the police like to interpret the law all the time, don't they? They like to give you legal advice, don't they? And they're not legally qualified. The police are always giving you legal advice, as are people who work for corporations, people in bailiff companies, people in shops. They're giving you legal advice. They shouldn't be doing it. And if you ask them if they're giving you legal advice, then they will back off because that's all about liability. So I haven't been asked for any reason why I've not got a mask on. I haven't been engaging with anybody when I go into these stores to get me shopping. No one said a word to me and I've not said a word to them. I mean, you get these people who are wearing these masks who it's some kind of virtue signaling kind of narcissistic issue to them as well, which is their problem, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of some kind of just follow the rules, be another sheep, and that's it, basically, Mark. That's all it is. I mean, and then you have as well the middle class pretending to know more than some doctors. I mean, I hear the opinion from some good doctors or nurses that they feel this could be a strain of the flu, the famous coronavirus. I said that to a middle class friend of mine. She already got offended straight away. She started getting red. You know the feeling, right, Mark? It's like possession or something like that. And she goes, no. Oh, and I thought, and it's a teacher of literature. And I thought, oh, so you know, I thought to myself, you know more than a doctor, eh? So when they want, if the doctor suddenly they say, there is 50,000 deaths in the UK this month. Yes, they're right. It's as people that like to be morbid, pessimistic, to live in fear. I just don't get it, guys. Is that the way people, they pretend?
Well, as we said on the last show, Gonzalo, I mean, it's interesting the people who get it and those that don't, because we're going to be back after the break. We're having a good chat. It's a Friday afternoon. This is Windows on the World. Call in if you like.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Ah, welcome back to Windows on the World. We're having a general chit-chat here today, but there's a lot of information. I'm so proud of being, well, proud's the wrong word. I'm humble.
Proud.
I've been humbled by the people who phone in, and it's about the level of information we've put out over the past 3 months. I'm very pleased with every single show we've done, and what we're going to be doing next week is we're going to be going on at 2 p.m. Central, and that's Tuesdays and Thursdays. So do please join in then and take a look at windowsontheworld.net. All of the information is there. Well, I think we've got a call from Richard. Is Richard still online?
Yes, he is. And you probably know this, but I'm just going to kind of remind you. Governments are corporations. I mean, they are all in cahoots, as you say. Basically, this was the creation of the Holy Roman Church. The eleemosynaries were the way that the bishops could control the money for the Vatican or the Bishop of Rome. And they've merged the whole operation, so they're in control of everything. And this started in the beginning of time. I've traced it all the way back to the Egyptians and Sumerians. The king priests essentially controlled us as slaves in the feudal system. We now have a corporate feudal system, and the same control is taking place at a different level. And when, as soon as you realize that, you realize exactly what your position is, or our positions are as individuals. We're just we're consumers working so they can control the money, and kind of structure everything around us to make it seem like we're free, when in reality we're working for the man, as they say.
Well, we're always granted liberty rather than freedom. It's quite interesting, actually, because this is a journey that I've been on a long time, Richard, and it started off for me when I looked into the indemnities of the birth certificate, how money's created, and all the rest of it. That takes you on to much more interesting areas. I've done several shows on this. You might find them in the archive if you're interested in that. I go back into the old English laws, such as the poor laws, which made us all paupers, and basically how we were taken from the land, how property was removed from us, the right to hold property was removed. The Sester KV Act is very interesting. Sester KV is just a trust. And basically, I've got this great volume, which I'm working my way through, called The Lexicon of Law. And it was put together in 1847. Extremely powerful interpretations and information as to how we're controlled. And you may find this interesting, Richard. Next Friday, I'll be talking to a very good friend of mine. We're going to be doing a series on this and who we are and where it can lead. Basically, everything that you've just said, we will be covering, but we're going to be covering it in a way that everyone will be able to understand. I've done several shows on the law, if you go back into our live streams, and the things like on winnersontheworld.net, we've got articles such as Are You a Pauper? I would recommend people look at them. And is a birth certificate a death certificate? Really interesting stuff. Yes, that's a great point, Richard. Thanks for your call. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Well, and secondarily, you may want to get Clint Richardson as a guest on your show. He's gone over this from a biblical perspective, and he has a whole different take on exactly the same things you're talking about. I mean, we all are kind of in agreement. It's just hard to bring all the truth together in one perspective.
I think we're talking about abstract concepts within law, Richard, and that's what I find really interesting, because you can be right but have two different interpretations. So you can come from the biblical aspect, still get it right, and you can go from the legal aspect and get that right as well, because it all crosses over. It all means pretty much the same thing. I was a great fan of Bill Thornton. I thought he was very good, rather laborious sometimes, but he led you into really being able to understand how you can take the court into your own court. You can actually take the court and lead the court with what you're saying. Obviously, that doesn't always work in the administrative courts. It's very difficult, but I've used some of these principles and they do work. We have to stay in honor. And if we stay in honor, we are honorable. The people who are dishonorable are the people who are lying. And those people we know about. We know who the liars are. And we should be calling them out on it.
Well, and that's what Clint points out, that basically everything's an art. The interpretation of words are an art. You have to understand the art before you can actually understand the law. So, yeah, keep great show. Keep on keeping on, as they say.
Thanks, Richard. Really interesting points there. And any opportunity I get to talk about legal interpretation, the law, and the biblical side of it, I love doing that. So do phone in again.
Thanks
a lot. That's great. That's Richard there. So, yeah, we're going to bring Sandy in now. She might have some news for us. Have you got any news for us, Sandy? News just in.
Well, you know, as we know, the lockdown's the lifting of the lockdown's been delayed for a lot of public performances. All of that was going to be allowed as from the 1st of August tomorrow, but now it's been put back. And it would seem that really they're the second wave really, really is kicking in again. As the predictive programming is working, we're all going to be locked down yet again. And we know that. We know that the travel will probably be restricted. We've now not been allowed to travel to Spain. I think this will get worse and worse, you know, in Europe. But also, the crashing of the economy is going to carry on. And it's interesting, because today, John Lewis, who's a big department store in England, one of the bastions of department stores in the UK, they're saying they may turn their surplus stores, because they're closing stores because nobody's buying because they've had the lockdown, they're going to turn them into affordable housing.
Oh, great.
The same with this venue, correct?
9443, if you want to join in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the show. It's Friday. It's Windows on the World. The last Friday we're doing for a little while. I will come back full force, but I want to be able to share with you the maximum amount of knowledge and information. Therefore, I have to go back to Windows Towers or my little cave near the beach, and I have to work very hard at decoding the occult world around me. I'll be doing Tuesdays and Thursdays next week onwards. So it's Tuesday and Thursday, 2 p.m. Central. And on Tuesday, my special guest is going to be Johnny McNeil, and his blog spot is called Gaslighting Gilligan. And we're going to talk about the subject of gaslighting, which is really what's going on in the news media. The news media are gaslighting the public. If you don't know what gaslighting is, do look it up. It was a film. It was about where a couple were involved in this kind of psychological nightmare, where the controlling psychopathic partner made the other partner think they were going insane by constantly turning down the gas and then denying it and saying that the gas hadn't been turned down and the lights were the same as normal. And it was almost pitch black. So it was a kind of psychological warfare tactic. And this is being used against the public all the time. they are being gaslit, and gaslighting takes many forms, and it's a very damaging thing. And we're going to be talking about that and about how to recognize it before it's too late, because it can be too late in some cases. So that's on Tuesday. And on Thursday, James McComiskey is coming back to talk about the COVID-19 virus and how it's never been isolated or measured. The National Virus Research Laboratory have sent him their final conclusion, which clearly states that there is no such thing as COVID-19 because it doesn't actually exist. Now, people go, that's absurd. But what are all these people dying of? Well, you tell me. We're going to get into something else now, Gonzalo. I was just going to bring you back in a minute, because this is something you sent me, and it's quite symptomatic of what you're talking about, especially amongst the rather more entitled middle classes who haven't realised how the world works yet. It says, yes, but they allowed other people to die. Every human life should be a priority, right? That's the question. And the answer is, it is not an easy decision to make, but nevertheless, the decision has to be made. If your time is up, regardless of what was done to save your life, it will be not, it says, of no use, I think it means here. We believe that our time on earth is already written. Now, this is mixing up two things. It's mixing up fate with people getting basically genocided in hospital by putting them on ventilators. So they're mixing up two issues here. Like, it's like saying, well, when your time's come, well, maybe your time doesn't have to come. Maybe your time is being dictated by somebody who doesn't actually know what they're doing.
Mm. Correct. Correct. Absolutely. Why cannot we question the government, the establishment? Everyone can make mistakes, guys. So, yeah, this friend of mine, middle-class lady, very nice lady, supposed to be very intelligent, but all of a sudden, I was saying, well, how about, there's been quite a few cases of people that were on terminal cancer, and they didn't give them the treatment because the hospitals, they are so full with COVID-19 patients. And see, when I understand your point, but, you know, sometimes you have to make decisions. It's very scary and disturbing, guys, that people, whatever they tell them on the BBC, Sky, ITV1, they just take it to measures, whatever it is. Suddenly they're going to tell us, Mark and Sandy, we have to crawl on the floor like dogs, you know, because that's going to kill the virus. And so many idiots that will go and do it, you will be surprised. People with PhDs, careers, etc., etc. It is just an incredible form of hypnotization. Like you said, the virus really hasn't been isolated. There's no proof. I'm not saying there is no virus, but there's no proof that it's a virus.
Well, there is something, but that something is very suspicious.
That's right.
Because they keep inventing new symptoms for it.
Yes.
So there is something, but there's always something. And I think what we're dealing with is something that isn't natural, but could actually be intensified, because that's what they're talking about. Having studied this since the start, one does become a little kind of jaded and also overloaded with it all. But I think that on Thursday, getting James back on to talk about this, his book is called The Ultimate Conspiracy, and it really is about the whole medical paradigm.
Okay.
That's the right word. And basically, he talks also about German New Medicine. Please look that up. It's absolutely fascinating. It was Geert Hamer and his son Dirk Hamer died. And what happened was this new German medicine was actually patented, and it goes into a much more explainable way of describing what illnesses and so-called viruses, because virus just means poison, what they really are. And that is a fascinating book. And it's a book that is a real game changer. Now, I know people say that quite a lot, but this one actually is. And it needs a lot more attention than it's getting. So I'm bringing James back onto the show next week. And we're going to be talking about the results of the National Virus Research Laboratory, what they had to say to him in their final response. And it should be of interest to everybody. And great thing to send out to people who you're referring to, the likes of the middle classes and the people who still think they're insulated and think they know what they're talking about. Because if they know that this virus has never been isolated or measured, then for all intents and purposes, it does not actually exist in their system. So where does it exist?
Another thing, Mark and Sandy, I'm sure you find that, guys. So with this other lady I know I was mentioning about a few doctors, they told me, well, the virus is just a strain of the flu. There was no need to lock down the whole of the country, people losing their jobs, getting sick at home, etc. And she went, no. I know somebody. Yeah, that's right. They go, yeah, the virus is there. It's very dangerous. And I hear a lot of examples from people that they go, oh, yeah, I know somebody that died. And that's it.
And then silence.
It sounds as if they're telling a lie, Sandy. I mean,
telling a lie. They're lying through their back teeth. I mean, we know the fact is that at a time like, you know, instead of crashing the economy and closing everything down and basically locking people down who are healthy, you know, if there was indeed a virus, it's questionable what that is and what, how it's affected, because the all those statistics have been so skewed, and people have been diagnosed with COVID when they haven't had COVID, or they've died with it, not of it. That's the biggest.
Correct.
A bit like our German Shepherd dog.
Like
today.
The German Shepherd dog and the cat.
Oh yeah, we were first to report on that on RBN as well.
Yeah,
I think
there was a cat.
We're cutting edge. We are.
There was a cat in the UK that was diagnosed with COVID, but it didn't seem to be symptomatic. But it did actually have COVID.
I'm going to take a knee for my cat.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, why didn't they just simply quarantine the elderly and the weak, you know, people who are vulnerable, and allow the healthy population to carry on and go about their business, which would have been the you know, because the idea is to crash the economy. This is what they want to do. And we know
And crash people's minds as well, with fear, with insecurity, etc.
Yeah, it's a form of torture, coercion, whatever you want to call it. It's a form of mind control, and that's happening to us. And it's about compliance. It's a test of compliance. They just want to see how far they can push us psychologically.
Yeah, we're in an exercise, and it's to bring in the new global health system. We've talked about that on many shows, actually. And the new global health system is being put into place. There's no secrets here. There's no great mystery. And there's no great conspiracy. It's all being shown to you. It's that the public tend to focus on issues of no importance, such as the virus. The virus is not the important thing. That's the cover story.
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with what's going on. It's a bringing in of this new health system. It's a collapsing of economy. It's to bring in the surveillance system. It's to bring in the universal basic credit system and of the rest of it. And it's all ready to go.
And the new economic order.
Fourth industrial revolution, which means no industry and no revolution.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is this the new world order, obviously, Mark? Is the new world order that you were telling me many, many years ago, right?
Well, it's quite interesting, Gonzalo, because the term New World Order is used by people who know a little bit about the governance system. They've read it on the internet. But the real governance is unstructured global governance. Mm. The public can never understand that nation states do not mean anything anymore. Yeah. Yeah, and the globalists need the anti-globalists. They need the protesters. They instruct the protesters on their protests. And the protesters act accordingly. Mm. So there is nothing spontaneous or real that's happening. We're in a real life exercise, and we have to react to it in real time. And if we can be spontaneous and break away from that and basically become unpredictable. Now, people have had a go at me about this. Well, few people have who didn't get it. They said, oh, by unpredictable, you know, that you could get sectioned. I don't mean going mental, making yourself look like a mental patient and being unpredictable. Yeah, I mean, you can be unpredictable without going, they're all out there. They're all going to kill me. I know who they are. I'm going to the White House now. I'm going to arrest Fauci. You don't have to do that, right? Well, you could. It'd be a good idea, but...
Yeah, I know. I don't arrest Fauci. It's a great idea, but you don't go about it that way. Yeah.
No, I mean, the thing
it's
is
about
that...
clever strategy.
Yes, it's about strategy, not... But like unpredictability to most people is someone who's had a few beers down the pub, you know, and makes a fool of himself and drops their trousers or something. You know, that's not what I meant, you know.
No.
Well, it would be inappropriate, yeah.
Well, Mark, there are rumours of an alien invasion in October. What do you think of that?
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I know. It was funny, actually, because we had the Olympics in 2012, and there was this kind idea that there was going to be a Operation Bluebeam, fake alien invasion. And the funny thing was that we made a video called Inside Empty Olympic Village, and we had an alien mask, and there was an alien invasion, but there was nobody there. That was the funny thing. So the same with the COVID-19. Oh my God, what's going to happen? The stadiums are going to be half empty. Well, they're always half empty, right? It doesn't matter. I mean, it wouldn't matter if you were sat 6 foot apart in an Olympic stadium. There'd still be a lot of people there, wouldn't there? ever goes to the Olympics. No, the only people who go to it are these corporate people who get free tickets, and they go for the free champagne and the VIP stuff. Yeah. They don't go to watch it.
The opening and the closing ceremonies, and that's about it.
Yeah, they don't go to watch people running around the track. They go to the bar, you know.
They don't bother about the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven in G minor or wherever. They're just going to have a good time and narcissism, like you say, and protagonism. Yeah. And they got the photo taking on the latest magazine newspaper. It's all so kind of fake, guys. It's unbelievable.
I think that is the thing, Gonzalo. You've hit the nail on the head. This is fake. And people who are reacting to it in a fake way. Yeah. So the people who are reacting to it and believing it are as fake as the thing itself.
Mark, we are the fake news, they say, actually. They say that we are fake, right?
Yes, but the problem they have, Gonzalo, is this. When you ask them for evidence for their conspiracy theory, forthcoming. When they ask us for our evidence, I can give them plenty of evidence. Yeah. And they don't like that. It shuts them up. But
suddenly,
they do not like fact. This is an agenda which is not fact-driven. We're in the post-truth world. Post-truth was the words of the year. They say it was word of the year, but it's two words. In the Guardian, the UK Guardian, no less, the bastion of the intelligence services disinformation program in the UK.
Yes.
Yeah, and they said that post-truth was the phrase of the year in 2016. We are in a post-truth world. That's very evident from everything we're being given. Truth has been removed, so we have to bring truth back. And truth is a powerful and mighty sword.
It is indeed, Mark. I mean, if you think about it, this is the worst conspiracy that humanity has been subjected to in living history. I mean, the conspiracy, I mean, it's almost like looking at a black mirror. The conspiracy is what they're doing to us, the tyranny that's going on.
And the
operation that they've used to do it is absolutely unbelievable, really. And that's the conspiracy, not us, it's them.
Well, it is. I mean, the thing is that I'm still concerned about the cat and the German Shepherd. This is the sort of thing I'm going to be looking into, Sam. It's very, very important.
The dog died. The German Shepherd died of cancer, and the cat's still alive. So I don't really think there's any problem, Mark, really.
You don't think there's a problem?
Well, there's a problem when the newspapers are full of pets getting COVID-19. It's absolutely ludicrous.
No, it's not. I'm going to go outside, and I'm going to take a knee for all the pets that have died.
My budgie will get COVID-19.
You're going to be like Dr. Dolittle now, Mark, eh?
That's right. I've got to get into the new paradigm because animals have rights too. Under the United Nations, animals have as many rights as we do.
Animals' lives matter.
They do.
Absolutely.
Vegan, aren't we? Oh, there's another thing. I've got a story. Prue Lee. Have you ever heard of Prue Lee?
Yeah.
She's a... I can't believe she's 80. How did that happen? Anyway, Prue Lee is one of these celebrity chefs. She went on air eating, get this, crickets and mushrooms. Risotto. A risotto made of crickets and mushrooms. Now, that is really pushing the whole bug-eating agenda, isn't it?
Yes, the insectivorous kind of New World Order, big conspiracy theory to make loads of people eat insects.
That's how the COVID-19 came, probably, after all.
Well, it'd be interesting if dear old Prue kicks the bucket. I mean, she is 80. She needs to be careful eating things like crickets and, you know, it could have come from some wet market in Wuhan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another thing, Mark. Sorry. Go for it.
Yes. Yeah. No, go on, Gonzalo.
Yes. Another thing that mesmerized me, guys, is how these people, and other friends that have been telling me, maybe we are on some kind of a spiritual war as well. It's fascinating. I mean, nothing, we cannot prove anything, but another thing, the middle class or the ones that fully believe the virus, how violent and nasty they can get if you dare to kind of, even in a diplomatic way, say, well, I don't think it's true. There's not enough evidence. Yeah. They go as a kind of somebody from The Exorcist or something like possessed. What is that? It's like suddenly they kind of face the truth. What's going on?
Well, they're getting triggered because their belief system is under threat, because they have to buy into the fact that there is a real threat. And because everything that they are buying into otherwise, including their jobs, their mortgages, their worldview, their education, is up for grabs after that. It means that everything that they have been taught is a lie.
It's a lie.
It's all a lie, all I tell you. We'll be back after the break.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. Today, we're in conversation with Sandy Adams and Gonzalo Carreras, both friends of mine and both people who have an insight into the COVID action plan. Now, the main thing, really, is that the truth fears no investigation. So, the people that you're talking about, Gonzalo, all of these people who are rather too entitled for their own good, and who've gone through the education system, believe that society works in a certain way, and believes that the government is there for their benefit, really do have a problem, because we are now in a superior position, because we know roughly, we don't know everything, but we know pretty much how
what's
things
going
work. And that is empowering. It's diverse, absolutely. It's vibrant, absolutely. And it's sustainable.
It certainly is.
Yeah, yeah. Gas. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing is,
it's just like I was mentioning to you before, what you mentioned, gaslighting, cognitive dissonance. It's all, as soon as you kind of destroy their evidence, they become like some kind of animal you are putting into a corner. I mean, I can mention, would Sandy like to speak now? Can I mention something that happened to me yesterday on Facebook? It was incredible.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday, it has reached a point, like I love this Australian activist, Mark Egan, he just lost it a few months ago when World Health Organization, they were driving people mad, asymptomatic, they cannot transmit the virus. Yes, they can. They were driving us mad, chaos as usual. Anyway, so it has reached a point, I just speak my mind in a diplomatic way, right? Okay, so a friend of mine on Facebook yesterday was mentioning, incredibly rude, swearing, I had enough all these F people coming to my F shop and, you know, and without wearing the F mask and all that. Incredibly angry she was. So everyone was saying, yes, of course, they are murderers. And I think, Jesus Christ, man, this is unbelievable. We got the whole of the Jack Reapers in the shops now. So I said to her, come on, it's not, you are exaggerating. The virus is not proof that it's there. They're even saying it's a strain of the flu. Mark, she went incredibly horrible to me. She was saying probably a Trump supporter. All these
people. I bet you voted Brexit as well, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I bet you still believe that Elvis lives on the dark side of the moon, don't you, Gonzalo?
Yeah, of course. And now, So, yeah, she went bizarre. And sadly, her husband was a really good friend of mine, actually. But she went absolutely nuts. And then the rest of the people on that group started insulting. And, you know, there's no point with people like that. You just close the shop straight away, block, and that's it. But and even put examples how nasty they are, the people with those ones that don't wear masks. It's been rumors about assassinations, bullying for sure. And whatever you explain them, that there's been life of people in danger, they don't get it at all. They don't.
Well, the problem is, you see, when mob rule takes over, they don't think. And you're talking about people who've lost it.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. See, the thing is, when belief systems are challenged, people will actually start to lose it, especially if they think they've got a lot invested in it. Wow, it's over. We've had a great Friday afternoon chat for a change. Information-tastic. I'll be back on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central. We're going to be talking about gaslighting. Join us tonight in a few hours' time on our YouTube channel with Jerry Marsden. We're going to be talking about the presence of other worlds. That's it for today. Bye.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved and Buddhism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take a red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.